joining us this morning is the president of Loyalist College, Dr. Anne Marie Vaughn. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Elena. Good morning, Miriam.
So, you have 12 graduations this week. Mm-hmm. Give us the 411, how this is all coming down.
Well, as you know, or people may know, we invited our 2020 and 2021 grads back to join the 2022 graduating class. So we have 2,600 students that are going to cross the stage from beginning yesterday and going till Saturday afternoon. 12 sessions. It's a marathon, but it is so worth it.
I guess so. It's going to be like you're going to need a people mover. Just like it's going to be a big show.
But very exciting time, and so many families coming into Mixed Nation from all over the country to see their daughter or son graduate.
Or their parent.
Yeah.
Parents, too. So it's an amazing day to see some people are embarking on complete new careers. And and what we see is that we see the more traditional student that's coming here from high school, but we also have many mature students that have come back to Loyalist to embark on a new career, particularly with all the new programs that we've launched here.
So. You know, Dr. Vaughn, I saw a special award yesterday, the Hugh P. O'Neill, who I knew quite well. Longtime politician and business person, one-time teacher, Belleville Police Chief, Belleville Police Service, Mike Callahan was the winner yesterday. You're honored with that. Yeah.
Yes, and we'll be presenting it formally, and Don O'Neill will be doing that tomorrow in our ceremony that will have police foundations and other justice studies graduates, and we can't think of anyone more deserving than Chief Michael Callahan. We are very proud of him as a Loyalist grad, and we're just delighted to be honoring him tomorrow.
All right, now with 12 different graduation ceremonies, President, do you have 12 different outfits that you have to get?
No, I'm lucky. Well, I have 12 different outfits. No, I'm kidding. I have one wonderful gown that I wear. Yeah. And in fact, this year, our students get to keep their gowns.
Whoa!
To them, that's a nice treat. Fancy.
If you see students, you see graduates with blue gowns grocery shopping or out to the mall, please stop and say congratulations. Yeah. If they're in a blue gown, they're a graduate. And
right.
So we're trying to paint the whole region blue, and I'm sure these graduates will do that.
Well, many would say that they did that last week.
Oh, yes, maybe so. Yeah. Last week.
Yeah, with the Tory, with, the Conservatives winning. Yeah.
That's a good one. I didn't catch that one.
Congratulations, President.
Okay.